Welcome to the podcast of Reverend Daniel Agbesi. Reverend Daniel Agbesi is the founder and head pastor of Peacekeepers Assembly International, located at Kwabena, adjacent to the community hospital. Reverend Daniel preaches on righteousness, faithfulness, godliness, love, steadfastness, and gentleness. He is the epitome of a virtuous man. Now, let's listen to Reverend Daniel.
You can speak in the language of the Spirit. You can speak in tongues. Mandelebo shetele badia kapandasa. Open me contani mi anta badasa tabadia tabaya. Go ahead and worship the King of Kings. Lift up your two hands. Father, we are grateful. We thank you for a brand new Sunday in a brand new year. We thank you for what our eyes are seeing. We thank you for the blessings we can feel. Thank you for an open heavens over the service this morning. We thank you for your presence. Move today. Impart knowledge and wisdom that this year we will take off in style. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Why don't you clap your hands? Hallelujah. Oh, it's good seeing you. It's good seeing you. You look good in a brand new year, you know. Amen. You want to walk to a few people and give them a high five. And you want to say, oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. We are sharing the love of God.
Because he first loved me.
Seats in heavenly places. Amen. I want to welcome you to a month that we call our month of wise planning. Amen. If you are excited, clap your hands. Our month of wise planning. Hallelujah. 2 Chronicles chapter 27 verse 6. Amen. Turn to your neighbor and say, Happy New Year. Some people are not back from the holidays, but you are still here. 2 Chronicles 27 verse 6. The Bible says, The Bible says, so Jotham became mighty because he prepared his ways before the Lord his God. Other rendition says that so Jotham became great, or Jotham became important because he prepared his ways before the Lord his God. Hallelujah. Wise planning part one. Ladies and gentlemen, it is possible for anyone to become what he is not through wise planning. You must understand that nothing good happens to anyone under the sun by chance. There is nothing in this life called luck. You know, some people say good luck. There is nothing under the sun called luck. For it to rain in on your life, you must learn how to gather your own clouds. And it is achievable through wise planning. Is somebody with me? In planning, you will discover that some things are more important than some other things. is when you plan that you discover what is important is always different from what is urgent. The fact that you feel pressed to say something or do something does not mean that that thing is important. The fact that it is urgent for you to do some things may not mean that the thing is necessarily important. And so Paul the apostle said in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 23, he said, all things are lawful for me, but not all things are helpful. Then he continued by saying, all things are lawful for me, but not all things edify. Not everything that is lawful to you will help you in life. Praise the Lord. When you plan, you have a destination in your mind, and your plan becomes the roadmap to that destination. Anyone who wants to plan for anything, the person who have an end in mind. And so if you want to get married, the goal is to get married. Hello? And so when you are planning for your wedding, there are some things you put into consideration. So the plan that you have becomes the roadmap to that wedding day. Unfortunately, for some people, they only plan for the wedding day. Your plan is different from your prayer request. Your plan reveals where you want to get to and how you want to get there. Everybody has a desire to get somewhere in this year. But hear me, desire is not enough. You need a plan. Say, I need a plan. Come on, shout, I need a plan. Desire is not enough to get to your destination. Those who arrive at a definite destination are those who have a plan to work with. You know, God has given us a theme for this year, which defines our destination for the year. And it is the theme, Open Reward. How to make the theme evidential in your life becomes the plan you must pay attention to. You know, we are so excited about themes, especially in Ghana. We have it on our cars. We have it on our doors to our room. Hello? But many a times when the year is coming to an end, we realize that we've not even achieved anything about the theme. But I pray for you that you will see Open Reward this year. In the name of the Lord Jesus. You cannot see the manifestation of your dreams and prayers unless you are given to wise planning. Praying for many hours without having a plan is having a useless life. Can I say that again? Is pastor saying don't pray? Because I pray a lot. Even this particular week, I was preaching bumper to bumper, and it's all prayer and revival meetings. But praying for many hours without having a plan is having a useless life. A proof that you have spent time with God is that you come out with a plan that will guide you into manifestations. Without a plan from the presence of God after prayer, you are wasting your own time. Without a plan, you just burn calories. But after prayer, there must be a plan you must execute. Is somebody with me? I think this week we'll be going for the camp meeting in Pentecost Conference Center. And last year we were there, and when we came back, many people came with a plan, and many people have traveled among us. Many people have relocated. And when we go and pray, the prayer is successful when we come back with a plan to work with. Is somebody hearing me at all? Or are you there? Or I should prophesy? As we are planning for the camp meeting, the purpose is not to be anointed again for nothing. But the purpose is to receive a plan and how to drive that plan into reality. Say amen. Wise planning gives direction to your labor and effort. When you plan, you are able to organize your effort and your labor properly. Proverbs chapter 24 verse 3 in the New Living Translation, the Bible says, a house is built by wisdom and it becomes strong through good sense. That word good sense is talking about a plan. The goal is to have a strong marriage. The goal is to have a strong business. The goal is to have a strong church. But we can only have these strong institutions when we work with a plan. Not when we leave things to chance. Praise the Lord. I'm just whetting your appetite for the month. Amen. How to achieve having a strong institution, Bible says, is when you have good sense. And that good sense is by planning. Jotham, in the scripture we read, was known to be an important fellow, mighty and a great man, because he prepared his way before the Lord, his God. He had a plan by which he lived his life. He was only 25 years old when he became a king. But you see, you can be young as 2 years. When you have a plan, you surely succeed. Is somebody hearing me? So he built a legacy. When you read the preceding text before the verses, you see that the guy has built things for God. He built things. When he was 16 years, his reign was over, yet he left a legacy. So no matter how old you are, everything is achievable with a plan. Praise the Lord. I think one time I was sharing with you about Trojan horse. You remember? All right? How many of you were in church? So those of you who are not in church, you can take their notes. Trojan horse. Amen. All right, you still have the image. There is nothing insurmountable. Once you have a plan, you can always achieve anything. Praise the Lord. Achievement responds to proper planning. Wise planning uncovers evil ahead and makes you hide. Proverbs 27 verse 12. Wise planning uncovers evil ahead and makes you hide from evil. The Bible said, a prudent man foresees evil and hides himself. Another word for prudent, sensible man. A sensible man or a prudent man foresees evil and hides himself. The simple pass on and are punished. Planning is able to reveal the possible dangers you will face in this year, and the plan will guide you to hide yourself from the problems. When you are a wise planner, you will learn how to avoid battles than fighting battles. Because there are some things that prayer can take care of. There are some other things planning will take care of it. Give the Lord a clap offering. Are you still there? Prayer will not do for you what planning is supposed to do for you. Let's go to the next point. Wise planning does not mean that you are busy for nothing. Being busy does not make you effective. You are only effective with a plan. Praise the Lord. Dreams and visions are solved or interpreted by planners. A spiritual man without a plan is a waste on God's calendar. When you plan, planning will reveal the gap you have in your personal life and how to fill those gaps with the right investment. You must begin to invest good things into your life. I came to one of our sisters and said, Pastor, you have massive faith. I said, thank you. But I said, I feed my faith. I feed, because I'm a pastor. And the fuel I need for my journey as a pastor is faith. And so all the people that are around me, I choose them, they don't choose me. When we talk, you see that we are talking on a different level. Give the Lord a clap of it. Elijah gave up on his assignment. He said, God, I'm tired, kill me. And God realized that the guy was hungry. So he sent an angel. The angel came and tapped him. He said, wake up and eat. The world is looking for people who prevent small problems from escalating into bigger ones. We know we have problems in the nations of our world, and everybody's crying for that politician who will bring policies to make sure that our existing problems don't escalate. That's all we are praying for. We are not looking for someone who will give us promises anymore. Some people say they are all the same. Whether green or black, they are all the same. We are praying for a generation that God will raise young people. God will raise special people who will manage our situation so that our problems will not escalate. Shout yes. Yes. Joseph was instrumental in preventing small problem from becoming a bigger problem in the Bible by presenting to the king a plan, a 14-year plan that will save not only Egypt, but the world. One of the king had a problem, and the problem was that he had a dream, and he was troubled about the dream, because in the dream he saw a maize plant having seven cups. Is it cups? Corn. Thank you. Corn of maize on it, healthy ones. Then he saw, after a while, another maize plant appeared, and there are seven corns on it, but they are blighted, they are diseased. Alright? Then he saw that this diseased corn started eating the healthy ones. They ate it such that when someone told you that there used to be healthy corn there or maize plant, that you say it's a lie. He woke up from the dream troubled. Then he slept again and he had another dream. In a dream, he saw that seven plump cows came out from the Nile River. And before long, seven skinny cows also came from the Nile River. And these seven skinny cows ate the fat ones. And after they finished eating the fat, they are still looking the same. Like a brother I know in this church, his tummy is very flat. When he eats a cow, it's still that tummy is flat. Do you have such people around your life? As if they have chambers in their stomach. So the king was disturbed. Pharaoh was disturbed. He needed an interpretation. Then they brought Joseph to him. Joseph said, "This is what the Lord is going to do. For you to see two times, it means that it is a done deal in the realm of the spirit. It will surely happen on the earth." And the Lord is saying that the first 7 years we are about to experience, there will be plenty of food. After the 7 years, there will be famine, such that everybody will forget that they have one time had abundance in the land. Then the king said, "What should we do?" Genesis 21:33. They presented him with a plan. A plan that saved Egypt and saved the entire world. Praise the Lord. Okay, go to 41. Genesis 41, verse 33. Are you still here? "Now, therefore, let Pharaoh select a discerning and what?" And what? This is a discerning and prayer warrior. Prayer is good because Joseph is a prayerful guy. But in matters to preserve family, to preserve your business, what you need is that you must be a wise planner. "Get a discerning wise man and set him over all the land of Egypt." So then he prescribed what is supposed to be done. So whilst others were eating their food in Ghana, in Togo, in Liberia, they were eating some and they were preserving the rest. That when the 7 years of famine came, everybody in the world went to Egypt for food. Because a planner with his wise planning preserved food for everybody. You know, the Bible said a time came, money lost its power in Egypt. Because people were selling themselves for food. What is the difference? Because one was a planner and the other was a consumer, not a planner. Put your right hand on your head. Say, "I receive wisdom to plan in this year. In Jesus' name. Amen." So you have no plan when it is not documented. So show me your plan. "So, Pastor, I have it in my head. It's just a wish. It will never come to pass." When you have a plan, it must be written. It must be what? Written. Planning in that written plan, we will see your goals. We will see your timelines. We will see the tools you will engage to make the plans to come to pass. Hello? If you have a plan, you must write it down. Plan in your head, you forget. Write it down. Put it at your wherever place it will remind you. Maybe the WC, the wall facing your WC, paste it there. So when you go to the washroom, you'll not be on your phone, but look at the plan you have put on the wall. A plan without a date and a time attached to it is only a wish. When you claim you have a plan and you don't attach dates to it, that by the end of January, this is what I want to achieve. You just have a wish, and wishes don't come to pass. Are you still there? Today your vim has come down. Before an aeroplane takes off, the pilot must present a flight plan to the control tower for clearance or authorization before it takes off. There are many of us, before we take off in this year, we must present our plan to the headquarters, heaven, for clearance. The reason many people don't take off in a year is because they don't have any plan to work with. Before the pilot will be allowed to fly a plane, he must present his plan. And in that plan, he must have his destination, where he's going to. The control tower must know about it. And then in the plan, he must reveal his duration. How long will it take for you to get to that particular country you are going to, or that particular destination? In that plan, he must have the height at which he will fly the plane. In that plan, he must review the weather conditions. So you see that when you sit in a plan, in the plane, you hear boom, boom, I am done in your pilot. They don't make you hear it. We are flying from Accra to Abuja, and it's 55 minutes. I've not seen it, I know. And we are going to fly at a height of 20,000 feet above sea level. Enjoy the back. The control tower must have that information before they allow the pilot to move on there, and then it will take off. Without that information, the pilot has no plan. And when we are fasting and we are praying in a year, what we are doing is that we are seeking heaven's authorization to take off. Are you still there? Our control tower is heaven. And there are many of us, heaven cannot clear us to take off because we have no plan for the year. We don't have it written anywhere. So we are praying, but we have no plan. And there's nothing God can empower. There's nothing God can help us to bring to pass. Anointing, you're already anointed. Are you still there? You're already anointed. You need a plan. Shout, I need a plan. We are all going somewhere this year. But I want to ask you, where are you going this year? Where are you going maritally? Where are you going financially? Where are you going academically? You must write it down, put a time and a date to it. Praise the Lord. You must write, this is my plan. This is how I want to, I'm going to run it. This is where I'm going. This is how I will achieve it. These are the tools I will engage to be where I want to be. You need a plan. Praise the Lord. Habakkuk chapter 2:2-3. Amen. Are you getting blessed this morning? Habakkuk chapter 2:2-3. The Bible said, then the Lord answered me and said, write the vision. And what? Make it plain on tablets, that he may run who reads it. Go ahead. For the vision is yet for an appointed time. But at the end, it will do what? It will speak. In other words, it will come to pass. Say amen. And it will not lie. Though it tarries, wait for it. Because it will surely come. It will not tarry. So the start of this plan is that you are writing the plan down. The reason you don't see manifestation is because they are not written down. When I write your name on my prayer list, once you share your testimony, I go and tick. I tick it on my list. Pam. Say, God, There were 10. It's left with 9. There is a plan. Are you getting my point? The way your dreams will come to manifestation is that you have started with a plan. You've written it down. You've added a date to it, and you are seeing it come to pass. May the Lord help you this morning. So anytime you hear fasting and prayer, especially we're going to fast in this month for 14 days, then from the 15th to the 28th, I think, we're going to fast. But when we are fasting, have your plan beside you. Don't go and write too many things. Top 5 things you want to achieve. Hello? So that you don't become jack of all trades, master of none. Maybe you just have to write only one thing. Out of that one thing, other things are connected to it. So when we are fasting and we are praying, heaven can give clearance about your plan. Say amen. Are you still there? Until God saw a plan in the life of Hannah. Hannah was going to Shiloh for nothing. One day, you know, Hannah goes to Shiloh every year. She prays, but heaven never responds. Then one day she said, God, I see your plan. You need a prophet. I need a son. Give me a son and I'll give you. He said, this girl has a plan. She has a plan. Are you there? Until God saw a plan, he never opened the womb of Hannah. Praise the Lord. Ask your neighbor, what is your plan? Tell neighbor, don't tell me, because I'm about to write my own plans. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a clap offering. There are many people like Job. Like, there are many people, you know, who have no plans in life. Their lives are like Job chapter 1 verse 6. Let's go to Job chapter 1 verse 6. They have no plan. You see them very busy, but no plan. And once you have no plan, you're going nowhere. Job chapter 1 verse 6, the Bible says, now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came among them. Verse 7, and the Lord said to Satan, from where do you come? So Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro on the earth, and from walking back and forth on it. No plan. That's what some people's life. Some people's life is like Satan's life. They move to and fro, walking back and forth. How do I know you don't have a plan? That your friend will call you Saturday in the morning, that come and escort you, let's go for a funeral. That is how I know you don't have a plan. Then they'll add that, you when you follow us to a party, the party is nice. Because you eat the thing they prepare. You don't have a plan. How do I know you don't have a plan? You plan your day in the morning, you wake up, you don't have a plan. You have to plan the night before you wake up. Is somebody hearing me at all? You don't have a plan. So, come and follow me. There's a party in town. Boom! Then you jump. Go and shake your body. You come back tired. When you're coming, you remove your high heel. Say, my bro, Eradi Buami. When you don't have a plan, that's how people will treat you. But when you have a plan and they know you have a plan, they have to book you 2 weeks ahead. Give the Lord a clap of hands. Are you still there? Tell somebody, don't become like Satan. Have a plan. Praise the Lord. You must be deliberate about your life this year with a plan. How you present yourself must be a deliberate one. There's a saying that you will be addressed the way you are dressed. Hello? Someone, when they appear, they look very suspicious. When you see them, you have to hold your pocket to make sure that your wallet is still intact. Why is it that your appearance alone is putting fear in people? Meanwhile, you want to be favored. You are far from favor. You must work on how you look. Is somebody hearing me at all? You must be intentional. The Bible spoke about the queen of Sheba, who was full of herself. She was going to surprise Solomon. Because she had some money. She carried gold. And the Bible said she was going to test Solomon about some things that she was thinking about. 1 Kings chapter 1 from verse chapter 10 from verse 1. The queen of Sheba. So the Bible said, now the queen of Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon concerning the name of the Lord. She came to test him with hard questions. These are people who test you. They will test you. Charlie, are you okay, sir? I'm fine. Charlie, can I come to the house right now? He said, oh, you just say I should come. Okay, come. Come, and then you load the pen drive with movie. Season 1 to season 500. Well, the person knows that you don't have a plan. So when you are watching a movie and ECG takes a light, you go and rent generator to continue. Are you there? He knew he has finished his project. He's using it to while away time. Be there. Tell somebody be there. Are you still there? She came to Jerusalem with a very great retinue, with camels that bore spices, very much gold and precious stones. And when she came to Solomon, she spoke with him about all that was in her heart. Verse 3. So Solomon answered all her questions. There was nothing so difficult for the king that he could not explain it to her. Now verse 4. My emphasis. And when the king of Sheba had seen all the wisdom of Solomon, how will you know a man's wisdom? By his planned life. The house that he had built, 1, go to verse 5. The food on his table, are you there? By looking at how you arrange food on the table, someone can tell whether you are a wise man or a wise woman. So when I cook for my husband, he does not eat the food. You serve the food in a place that looks like chamber pot. Why will he eat? When he goes to the restaurant, the way the waiters and waiters serve him, they serve him as though he's like a king. But when you serve food in the bowl, it looks like chamber pot. So when I cook for him, he does not. When you serve the food by heart. Every day you are forgetting something. If you don't forget toothpick, you forget soap. You don't forget soap, you forget water. If you don't forget, you forget something. So he's not enjoying. When I cook for him, he does not love me anymore. He's far from love. Plan. Shout plan. When you serve, pour the orange juice in a very nice glass. Serve the food in a very nice Arabian plate. Oh, you are not in church. Is someone hearing me at all? Should I continue? Serve it very well. When he comes out, even if he has eaten from town, he will eat again. Are you there with me? You serve the food anyhow, like you are angry with your ancestors. The food on his table, she saw a planner. How the food is well arranged. The sitting of his servants. How the servants sit. They all sit there open. They sit like dignitaries. She saw the wisdom of Solomon in how food is put on a table. How people sit. How the person will tell this man is a wise man. The service of his waiters and their apparel. You say you want to join the ushers? No problem. We have uniform. He said, no, I'll not do uniform. The jalabia you have, that's what you say you will wear. When we say it, you are angry. His waiters and their what? Apparel. His cup bearers. And his entryway by which he went up to the house of the Lord. There was no more spirit in her. She fainted. When she saw it, her knee was shaking. She brought camel or spices. But when she saw a planner, she realized that she must leave whatever place she is to come and learn from Solomon. Give the Lord a clap of it. You must be intentional. There was no more spirit in her. She's like, wow, should I marry him? She has seen a planner. Are you there? Be intentional. Be deliberate. Praise the Lord. Be what? Intentional. Amen. When you talk to anybody, plan it in your head that after talking to this individual, I want to take this information away. I want to build capacity. Don't mean, hey, what's up, G? So, did you travel or why is it not? Is that after? It's not that you are processing in your mind what you want to talk about. Be intentional. That when I come to church today, I'm unemployed. By the time I leave, I must get a job. I'll make sure I find the person that is connected to opening, having opportunities for people who want to have a job. You must be intentional. So when you come to church, as you are praying, say, Father, I know the person is here. Lead me. Lead me. You've left everything to chance. Father, let them find me. Nobody will find you. If you need a job, you must look like somebody who wants to be employed. Look sharp. When you iron your desk, attach to it. Brush your beard. Is somebody hearing me at all? You, your beard, you've put this thing in it, Rolex. Say you're looking for a job. Whose son will employ you? Is somebody hearing me? Be intentional. Sister, learn the catwalk. Are you there with me? Be intentional. Because opportunities are always around. They are always around. They are watching you. They are watching. Be intentional. Learn the catwalk. Be affable. Be friendly. When we close our church, you just disappear. When we are looking for, it looks like rapture has taken place. Where is she going? Where is she going? You go, you remove your thing, you lie on the bed, you start sleeping. Be intentional. Build network. So what are you doing? So I do this. Okay, I also do this. All right? In case you need my services 24/7, you can call me. We don't know what you do. We don't know where you stay. It will shock you that the area you are staying at, someone who drives to church is living just in your area. So your transportation, you can even save it. But because you disappear, we don't even know. Yo, clap your hands, clap your hands, clap your hands. Let's close. Next week we'll continue. If you are clapping, you clap well. Even this year, we said we'll close early. Are we not intentional? Amen. So go back to verse 4. Go back to verse 4. Amen. And when the queen of Sheba has seen all the wisdom of Solomon, the house that he had built, how a house is built, will reveal. Someone is building in a marshy area, swamp area. The house is not reached. He said, Akufo-Addo government. This flood thing that is happening. He sent the flood into my house and then there's flood. You built in a swamp area. You are supposed to raise your building. How Akufo-Addo come and do that one? So by looking at the person that's built the house, you can tell. What are the, so if you are going to marry such a man, know that you have to buy books. You have to pray in tongues 10 hours every day for the spirit of wisdom to fall on his head. I said I want to close this, I should continue. The house that he had built, verse 5. My God. The food on his table. So when you see the food and starch, just starch. Starch. So, Pastor, I don't like fruit. Me and my family, we don't like fruit. If it's not kinky or banku, Pastor, I'm not interested. Brother, eat fruit. eat healthy. Everything. Starch, cassava, everything is warfare. Everything is warfare. Oh, praise the Lord. The food on his table, the sitting of his servants, the service of his waiters and their apparel, his cupbearers and his entryway by which he went up to the house of the Lord. All this is revealed the wisdom that he had, a planner. There was no more spirit in her. I want to tell God that, God, give me the wisdom to be a planner. Let me plan for my life this year. Brother, you are on a journey financially. Your savings life must be very high. Is that okay? So you have money, you must save, because you have business in mind. You want to establish a business. You must not be Father Christmas. So when I see people, their thing is doing me more, but you'll be poor. So when I see people, I feel bad. Oh, I feel bad. You want to have money, you must have a strong savings life. When your money comes, you because you have a plan, you already know where the money is going. Anything beyond the plan does not exist. Hello? You know, when the money comes, this is what is going to utility bills. This is what is going to church offering and tithe. This is what you send to your mother. This one, savings. Even if uncle is dying, he should die. I'm telling you, because you cannot solve all the world's problem. What if you were not born? Will your uncle? Oh, clap your hands. Are you hearing me? Save, because that is your destination. You want to, at the end of the year, you want to make 50,000 Ghana cedis, because the following year, you want to start a fish pond business. You want to do tilapia and catfish. And when you call your uncle, nobody will give you money. So what will you do? You save. You save. Forget. People are, whatever the people are doing this year, it's none of your business. You're in your mind, I am saving to do fish pond. That's all. Whether they change the government or not, fish pond. Fish pond. That is your goal. You stick to it. Next year, we will be buying fish from you. Because you are a planner. When you were planning, we were just wasting our money. So we'll come and buy fish from you. Give the Lord a clap of it. Say, amen. Whichever destination you want to get to is achievable with a plan. With a plan. You want to write a book? You can write it. Every day, one line. Every day, just write one line. You finish. Once you have started, you finish. Are you getting me? With a plan. Shout with a plan. So the prayer is, Father, give me wisdom to plan. Give me wisdom to plan. Go ahead, pray. Go ahead and pray. Solomon asked God for wisdom, and God gave it to him. He will give you wisdom. He will give you wisdom. And Jotham became mighty because he prepared his way before the Lord his God. Let's have the communion talking.
Thank you for listening to today's message. We believe you have been blessed, uplifted, and transformed by the word of God. Kindly subscribe to our podcast and as well follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Peacekeepers Assembly and on Twitter at Peacekeepers International for more updates. Or call our office on 054-6764-890. God bless you. So now